Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 610. Going back to the book, The Do's and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married by Reb Chaim Morgenstern. We had two shiurim earlier regarding the introduction, which is very, very important, about the Shalom Bayis problems based on our society and what the purpose of the book is and what the main avodah is. And today, chapter one, we're going to start discussing what he's talking here about the goals of marriage and why we marry. It's important to know this, even if we're married many, many, many years, to give a fresh perspective on it. And people don't give thought to it. They just say, you know, this is the way of the world. Or sometimes they may say the common responses, okay, to have children, to raise a family, companionship, and so on and so forth. The two reasons mentioned openly in the Torah, one of them is indeed Pruravu, having children, first mitzvah that's mentioned in the Torah. And it's described in Sefer Chinuch as a great mitzvah that enables us to fulfill all other mitzvahs. If you look at mitzvah, the first mitzvah in the Chinuch, the way he puts it down there. And it's the cornerstone of our nation. And it transmits through the family structure of a husband and wife and as a mother and father and having children and passing a Messiah from generation to generation. The second reason also mentioned in the Torah is, Loi taif heyos adam levadai. It's not good for a man to be alone. And Rav Aaron Feldman explains that by nature, man is a social being, cannot stay in solitude. And without companionship of another human being, he suffers intensely from loneliness and is unable to function to their full capacity. This is true, by the way, even for natural introverts and even for very strong introverts who could go very well for a long period of time on their own. This is human nature, though. This is true. Sometimes they block it out, this feeling of loneliness, but it is intense. And marriage, in the right way, in a healthy way, not only dispels that loneliness by providing that warmth and companionship, but it does create, and it's the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do this, to give this to us, it opens up for the possibility of the closest emotional relationship that exists between two human beings. There's no greater emotional relationship that's possible than between a husband and a wife, which is very, very clear. But again, to remember, if the purpose is just for having children, and when they grow up and they become more independent and they eventually marry, then the emotional needs of the couple wane after 20 years of marriage. So why are they married? Why are they bonding together? Why are they there? They're no longer working together to raise children. They need less of that companionship, or they feel they need less. So then they have this middle age crisis aspect, or emptiness syndrome crisis aspect, a middle age void. And they ask themselves what's left in our marriage. And many couples avoid divorce because they're embarrassed, or for their children's sake, or they live together only, you know, this is the way it is, and it rarely leads to happiness. And so there's more to it, obviously. The idea of marriage, and this should cause simcha, even though it's challenging sometimes, is to attain shleimus. The Misal Sharm says this. And when you first read it, it may depress a person, but it should really fill a person with a sense of purpose and simcha. Ultimately, simcha, even though it's difficult sometimes, that kol ha'olam nisyonos heim al ha'adam. The entire world is full of tests. Nisayon, we said this very often, is a lashon nes, which is a banner raising high. It's elevation. Nisayon is elevation. Test is not meant to drag us down. It gives us the opportunity to elevate and move forward, to bring out our hidden beautiful traits and bring it out from the potential to the actual. And we see our daily lives filled with nisyonos on how much kavanah we'll have in brachos and davening, the amount of chesed we do, when we hold back from saying lashon hara, when we hold back from being angry, when we work on our character. And these are elevate us and bring us to a better life, not only in the next world, but in this world as well. And one of the many nisyonos that comes up with marrying is with married life, if you're as a spouse to your wife or husband, and as a parent. And Rav Shlomo Wolbo writes in Ali Shur that the purpose of creation is that man should strive to achieve shleimus through his and her home. So that's the nisayon of marriage, and that's the shleimus of marriage, and that is a goal in life. That's what Hashem wants us to do, which is could sometimes be challenging, but at the same time, it gives us the greatest simcha in life. So to put it in a nutshell type of way, marriage offers a person a chance to grow out of his or her own self-centered, egotistical world, and to realize that there's other opinions to consider besides their own. By taking two people who are pursuing their own separate lives and putting them together to become selfless and giving individuals who think about their spouses and family first. A certain mesiras nefesh, a certain overcoming of one's ego. It doesn't mean that you don't express needs. We talked about that many times. But overall, your purpose is to live beyond yourself. And Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern says that when it says Yotzer Adam in the Sheva Brachas, the creator of man, under the chuppah, we say it also. Person gets married. He says it then. He doesn't say it when he's born, or the father doesn't say Yitzhar Adam when he's born, or when he recognizes it, or by bar mitzvah, let's say Yitzhar Adam, when he has he's a Adam Hashalom that's chayiv a mitzvah, a bar mitzvah, or a bas mitzvah in her level, right, of chayiv mitzvahs and so on. No, we say it by marriage, because it's not referring to just the physical creation of the person, but the spiritual perfection of a person. And that's Yotzer Adam, the creation of man and the formation of his shleimus, man meaning man and woman combined, is only attained through marriage. And Stipler used to say, an interesting saying, it's no trick for Yeshiva Bracha to be a Balmides with his shtender, or for a girl to be a Balmides with her office desk, the author adds, which means that if one's angry, you could vent your anger on the shtender or desk. Or I would put it a different way, and I remember this very clearly. In my years in Beis Medrash, where I was not challenged yet, I wasn't married, I had a certain level of friends, but I kept mostly to myself, and I was learning the Kol Kisvei Chavetz Chaim, all the works of the Chavetz Chaim, is his other svarim of, you know, Shmir Saloshin, Chavetz Chaim, Avos Chesed, and on Midas, a lot on the Midas Tavis of a person. And at that time, when I was learning Hilchas Lashon Hara and the Musav Lashon Hara, it came easy to me. Oh, it's so beautiful, so wonderful. Of course, it's usa to speak Lashon Hara. I didn't have that nisayon so much because I wasn't challenged. Later in life, when I got married and recognized the challenges of marriage and the work environment and all of having to be forced into different situations where you have to interact with a lot more people for different many modes, then I look back and say, oh, now it's not so easy anymore. The same Chafetz Chaim that I was learning and the Midas it tells you to exhibit there is not so easy. Now it's hard work. Now you realize, now I'm really living real life. So that's the point of it. So people who learn about marriage and read the books on it and they're not married, okay, they'll have an ideal in their head. Or even if you're married and you don't practice it, but it's just book knowledge, that's not good. But when you're challenged, that's where the hard work begins. It's not so easy to be a Baal Midas to one's wife or husband and children. You know, outside the home, people learn how to manage their not proper midas. They would figure out a smart way to function despite the anger and despite the irritability, because it's just, you have to survive that way. And, you know you'll get fired if you're totally, you let your anger get out of control. So you know how to control it and deal with it tactfully so you could continue to survive. But when you're home, you don't bother to do that a lot at home in your marriage. So one has to get beyond that and break one's own self-centeredness and think about their spouse, think about their children. Rechaim Friedlander used to say that the perfection of Midas of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is the foundation of a Jewish home. That's the sheirish of why we're getting married and why we have a family life. The Gura says, and it's brought down in Evan Shlema, a small sefer, which has tremendous, powerful statements in there, in Perek Aleph, the second mimer over there, that the whole purpose of life is to improve one's midas. And one of the ikar tachlis of marriage is to improve one's midas, to refine one's character. You know, when we say in the bracha, when newborn child, they should bring up l'tayra, l'chuppah, l'masam tayvim, and it's interesting that it says chuppah first and then ma'asim tovim. So because even though the mitzvahs happen before his marriage, the ma'asim tovim have to precede his marriage, but marriage really has the ability to straighten out a person's midos to actualize his ma'asim tovim. When you're unmarried very often, you live a very self-centered life. You set your own schedules, you choose your own friends, you free to express your own opinion. You don't have conflicts because you could always move away from this friend to another friend if you don't like that particular friend. And you don't need to exercise self-control. They live by themselves, for themselves, and so on. But once a person's married, if they want marriage to succeed, they realize this, that the situation changes drastically. Now you have to control your own desires. Now you have to train yourself in that self-control. And that's what it means, Lo'itayv heyos adam levadoi. It is not healthy to be alone, because an unmarried person without a wife or husband is deprived from the perfection by growing out of their self-centeredness. So here's a couple of examples of that. You know, a spouse finally realizes that there is someone that exists other than themselves that has a totally different opinion of regarding family life. And then a couple, it dawns on them, they're not leading two separate lives, but one life together. So they have to work out their schedules together, or vacations, or trips, or menus, or anything that's good for the both of them. It's not just you, to cope with each other's different natures. Again, it is your zivik, but it's different natures. And thinking twice before making a remark, caution. You know, be careful how you speak. Be sensitive to cope with the differences of opinions and difficult situations without disrupting shalom bayis. And when one was angered or hurt by one spouse, to learn not to retreat into silent treatment or blow up, but to learn to reconcile in a healthy way. In a healthy way. So that is the idea of it, which is extremely important. We're going to be Mamshech Bezras Hashem in the upcoming shiur to continue this topic of what the goals of marriage actually are, that we constantly need to reiterate those important points. Bracha v'atzlacha.